The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Resilient Butterfly, the podcast for the people who are just as confused about life as I am. I'm your host, Nay, full-time nursing student, dog mom, and gym junkie, who is here to share my own mistakes and hardships to maybe guide you on how to make your life a little easier. I'm here to share what tools I use to have an uplifting outlook on life, and how I keep in touch with my spirituality, despite how messed up the universe may seem. Let's learn and grow together. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Resilient Butterfly. I hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day. And if it's your first time tuning in, a very special welcome to you. Today's episode will be about how the universe lets you know what paths are meant for you. And like always, I like to always start off each episode with a quote of the day. And this week's quote of the day will be from Amanda Gorman, who is an American poet. And the quote is, "There is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it." Let's take a moment to discover what this quote means to you. When I read this quote, I genuinely enjoy the way that it's worded. It's so elegant in a way. You could definitely tell that this quote is from a poet. And it really feels to me that it's about finding those opportunities when you're met with moments of adversity. Because through hardships, there is always something that either be learned or a way, an opportunity for you to grow. And you might not always realize that, especially when it comes to certain situations where life just sucks sometimes. But with all that suckiness, there is definitely something great. And she uses light and darkness as a way to symbolize that exact thing. Finding your own resilience in these moments of hardships. Because the two cannot exist without each other. No matter how hard you try to be a positive person and always look for the good in things, you will always have moments that just feel so ugh. And it's okay. We all have light and dark within ourselves, but it's having the strength to see past all the hardships and see what is waiting at the other side for you. The good, the new opportunities that come through every bad moment. So, moving on to today's topic of how exactly does the universe let you know what paths are meant for you? And there's so many paths that we have in our life. I think you can envision a line, and then there's different ways that you can form a line. You can go off tangent. You could do tons of things. And we make decisions every single moment, whether they're conscious or subconscious decisions. But those all lead us down a certain path. And throughout this journey that we call life, the universe is there surrounding us every single moment, all the time. There are signs that can either tell us maybe this is suited for me or maybe it isn't. But you have to really grow awareness in order to distinguish those signs. And I wanted to share with you guys an article that I came across from the website copra.com. And the article is titled "How to Recognize Signs from the Universe" by Leo Carver, who is a certified health instructor. And the website is based upon the teachings of Deepak Chopra, who is an Indian-born American author and is a major advocate for alternative medicines. Carver strives to provide tips on how to exactly read and recognize the signs from the universe. And he describes it as decoding yourself and your life. So, his first tip is to cultivate the desire to receive. He states that this is a valuable yet often overlooked starting point for any kind of life exploration. Sometimes we ask questions while simultaneously holding some apprehension about those answers. When posing questions to the universe or to our higher self, the apprehension is noted. Remember that ultimately the universe is always giving you love. If you're not ready to receive, you won't. Be honest with yourself and about the questions you have in your life. Are you willing to change? And what I think of as cultivating the desire to receive is you can't necessarily gain the knowledge that you seek if you're not creating an environment that is receptive towards these messages that you're trying to receive. You have to be open-minded to receiving. You can't just expect it to come if you're not willing to notice them. And I really like how he mentions that the universe is always giving you love. And if you're not ready to receive it, you won't, which is definitely true. Especially, you can even relate this to other aspects where you have relationships with some people in life and maybe they might be trying to do things for you, but you don't want to let them. So obviously they can't. So relay that onto tuning in with the universe and things around you. You have to be open and those signs will come that you're looking for. And the second tip is to pay attention. The universe doesn't have any limits on how it speaks to you. For example, a person may show up at your workplace wearing a t-shirt with a particular phrase on it. Maybe you'll notice patterns in dealing with the people in your life, such as a conversation about a specific topic that you cannot escape. The intelligence of the universe is boundless. It's always connected to you and seeking to strengthen its connection with you. Pay more attention to what you're experiencing. Why ask a question in order to just ignore the answer? Watch your environment a little more closely during these times of seeking. And it makes total sense. If you want to receive, you have to pay attention. You can't just expect, okay, universe, tell me what I'm doing. And then just turn your head and then expect the answer to just appear. You have to be aware, and that takes noticing. The third tip is make note of reoccurring experiences. As you begin to pay more attention to the reoccurrences and stimulus in your life, you may notice some repeats. Make note of them. You don't have to write these reoccurring experiences or themes down, although it would be helpful. And I take this as sometimes I think the answer can clearly be right in front of us sometimes, and we literally are like getting slapped in the face with the answers that we're seeking. But sometimes you don't necessarily get it, and it could be recurrence of something again and again and again. And I know a lot of people can relate this tip to seeing angel numbers, how when they see those numbers, they think it is a sign and it helps them manifest some desire or a feeling that they're associating with these numbers. And the fourth tip is fine-tune your sensitivity. To become more aware of the signs from the universe, pay more attention to yourself. Remember that you and the universe are one, which means a true sign from creation should resonate with you on some level. Even if you don't understand it, Your higher facilities will alert you that something is significant about the occurrence, person, or symbol. We all have our own levels of awareness. And you can cultivate fine-tuning your sensitivity through either meditation, journaling, any way where you can self-reflect and digest everything that's going around you. And by using all the previous tips, that also enhances your sensitivity as well. The fifth tip is to surrender. Once you begin to recognize and engage with the signs around you, remember that you have the power to see whatever you want to see. If you want the universe to say something, you'll bend it to meet your desire. This may not be the universe speaking to you. And this makes total sense. Sometimes we want something to happen so badly, and it just doesn't work, but you keep trying to make it work so hard because that's what you want. But sometimes what we want isn't necessarily what we need. So you have to surrender those desires sometimes to be able to distinguish what the universe is telling you that you need. And six, don't overcomplicate the sign. You may get lost as you seek out the truth. You may receive a sign, but then continue to seek out more instead of getting the message. The universe expresses a great deal of genius in simplicity. The truth can be seen in nature all the time. And I definitely view this one as, sometimes you try and look into something way too deep and you just overthink, and definitely as it implies, you overcomplicate. Sometimes it could just be so simple. So try not to overthink. And the seventh tip is to receive fully. You are always engaged in conversation with the universe. Sometimes a profound moment of realization or sign may only be part of the message. Continue to receive. Remember, when you know or need to know, you will. There will be no confusion or doubt about what is being said. And I view this as, I touched a bit on the topic of synchronicities, and receiving fully can kind of feel like a synchronicity where you're just fully receptive, you're aware, you're in tune, and you're just ready, and everything just starts to make sense. It just clicks. And that's what I definitely think receiving fully is. And in order to tie all this together, I wanted to talk about my own experiences with the universe giving me its lovely signs. And I'm a true believer that everything does happen for a reason, as hard as it is sometimes. But I wanted to touch a bit upon what I talked about previously with my mom having cancer. Initially, I was extremely upset. Anyone would be, you know, with your mom being diagnosed with cancer. In my head, I kept saying, I had just improved my relationship with my mom, and now I'm having to deal with her having cancer. It was complete poop. I didn't understand it. And I had to really take a moment and reflect. And it definitely wasn't easy. There were times, as I mentioned, I would just cry. There was a lot of anger. But through those moments of hardships, I was able to reflect and really take in everything that was going on around me. And I could see that the universe was telling me I needed to have a good relationship with my mom so that I could deal with what was going on. Because reflecting back on it, imagine you have such a horrible relationship with your mom and then something tragic happens. You get left with all these feelings of guilt, and instead of feeling guilty and being unable to communicate my feelings towards her, because I was able to have a good relationship with her, I was able to deal with her having cancer and actually be there for her. And everything happens for a reason. And the universe was telling me that it's going to be okay. And me and my mom are still great to this day. And She relies on me for a lot of things, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So I really hope that you can take these tools and apply them to your own life and be in tune with what the universe is telling you. On next week's episode, we will be discussing romanticizing your life. So until next time on Resilient Butterfly.